More sports, the world of hockey. The Calgary Flames failed to clinch the National Hockey League championship over the weekend, so they have to play one more game tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning. That match will decide who gets to hold the Stanley Cup for the next year. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca will now address the following plea to the team from Tampa.
Come on, Lightning. Just lose. Give the Canadians back the Stanley Cup. Lord Stanley's Cup. It's theirs. Just look at the name. Lord. Canadians have lords. If it were an American trophy, it would be Assistant Undersecretary for National Affairs Stanley's Cup. Now, I almost always root for the USA. In the Olympics, in the French Open, in UN votes, it's USA all the way. But we Americans have been slowly stealing hockey from Canada for years. When the NHL had six teams, the original six they were called, two were Canadian. As recently as the early 90s, hockey had 14 American teams, 7 Canadian. But expansion into the Sun Belt has destroyed that 2-to-1 ratio. There are currently 24 American teams, only 6 Canadian. A Canadian team hasn't even played for the Stanley Cup in a decade. What's worse, the U.S. has been outright poaching Canadian franchises. When the Quebec Nordiques became the Colorado Avalanche, that was bad. But when the Winnipeg Jets became the Phoenix Coyotes, there was a real rupture in the space-time-ice-sun continuum. The glitzification of the NHL can be seen right there on the Coyotes' jerseys. The old Winnipeg Jets logo looked like it had been designed by a third-grade class with only the Crayola 8-pack to work with. The newfangled Phoenix Coyote was a determined-looking, angular character with clear Hopi influences set amid a purple and sienna color scheme that had obviously tested through the roof. If you stared into the eyes of that coyote, he seemed to be laughing at the earnestness of Canadians. As far as the teams playing tonight, the Calgary Flames actually did the reverse commute, having started life as the Atlanta Flames. So the Flames don't exactly have the tradition of the Montreal Canadiens, but they still skate circles around Tampa Bay's hockey history. First of all, pet peeve, Tampa Bay is a bay. The city is called Tampa. It would be like naming the New York Yankees the Hudson River Yankees. Then there are the Tampa Bay fans. Perhaps their overall quality is represented by local celebrity, wrestler Hulk Hogan. Before Game 1 of the Finals, the Hulkster threatened to body slam 16-year-old Brooke Bollea if she added any flourishes while singing the national anthem. It should be noted that Brooke Bollea is Hulk Hogan's daughter. But Tampa, the team, the fans, the bay, that's not the problem. Tampa could easily be the Nashville Predators, the San Jose Sharks, or the Anaheim Disney tie-ins. When the cup is between a team from where there is no ice and a team from where there is nothing but ice, we should go for the team with the ice. Give the Canadians back their cup. A nation's pride cannot rest on curling alone. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.
A Day-to-Day editorial note here. We actually do have listeners in Florida, whereas we are unaware of any Day-to-Day listeners in Calgary, Canada. Mike's opinions are his own.